Yeah. So today, as I mentioned, we're going to be doing something we don't do that often, but I think it's important thing. We're going to go together over the last half an hour with the tesis. We learned three tesis, but we learned them over a week. And I think it's good for us to go through it all together. And then we get to Hashem, leave you to prepare till the Mishnah. The last section of the Gemara about the end of the Mishnah, that that's coming up. But today I want to go over the Tosfos, the Chazor. So where should we start from? We didn't want to go through some Tosfos, being come up. Since we've learned all together, I'm going to throw it to you to explain. And we'll do a Chazor that way. So I'll go a quick recap of the Gemara, and then we'll take it from there. The Gemara was looking, where's the Makor for the fact that you're potificated? Where's the Makor in the Torah for the fact that you should be potificated? So the Gemara, we're going with how the Gemara with the Shlomim. The Gemara said Kalapat Kla. That's what the Gemara first said. Maybe it's Kalapat Kla. Maybe that means. Sorry, I'll take it back stage. Maybe the reason why I said Shoya and Chamor in the Torah is the Din Klal of Pratikal. Maybe it's not going to come to tell me anything of Kedin. Maybe the reason why I said Shoya and Chamor is the Din Klal of Pratikal. And the Gemara said, if that would be, then we wouldn't have any Makur anymore to say that Kedin or Pata. Because the reason why I said Shoya and Chamor is to define what type of animals you're hired for if they fall in the pit. And how would you ever know that a bird you'd be hired for? Right? Since it's show from where, how would you ever know a bird you're hired for? So that's why the Gemara came along and said, there's a new Joshua, Bameis Yelo. Bameis Yelo tells me anything which has meat. From here we know that show is hired, Hamo is hired, the camel's hired, and a bird is hired. That's how we know. It says Bameis Yelo. How do you know that Kedim and Potter? Well, chamoy, you're saying because we don't need the word chamoy now. Once we know Bameis Yelo, so I don't need chamoy anymore. Once I don't need chamoy, so chamoy is going to tell me that Kedim and Potter. Now, the Gemara had a question on that, and since the positive is Bameis Yelo, things that have Mekedim, so we already know that Kedim aren't included, because Kedim don't die. They don't have any life. So we already know that Kedim are excluded. So why did the apostle Chamoy to exclude Kedim? That's one question. Second question, the Gemara asked in Reb Yehuda. And why is Reb Yehuda? How can Reb Yehuda learn, coming to include Kedim? The apostle talking about things that died. I may say, look, Kedim don't die. So how can you tell me that, he's coming to include something that the apostle's not talking about? Right? So David's waving his hand and says, so what? That's what the Oy is coming to tell me. The apostle's not talking about it. And that's what the Oy is coming to tell me. And that was the first thesis. First thesis that we learned was bothered about this question. That maybe the Oy is coming to include something that's not included in about me. Yeah, no. So let's go over the first thesis. Again, we're doing Chazor today. And we're coming to Dal Aleph. The three thesis that we learned over the last week and a half, I want to spend today, so Yossi and Mechubad will explain to us the first thesis. Bein and Yehuda. Speak up loud because the other people are also here.
Okay. Bein and Yehuda, the Malam Bein and Yehuda, the Rim Bein and Yehuda, the Rim Torah, and if you ask, my Tarif, why is the Gemara asked the question.
What? My is what?
What is the question?
Yeah, my body.
What's the question on Rabbi Yehuda? Mm-hmm. Koshtekin. Or more so, Yishuv that out of the Nisanihu, Tzrichi Ribuye. Since they aren't in the Nisa, the king, and therefore he wouldn't necessarily need the word Kamo. Mm-hmm. The word love, no, it means the word king, chamo, you know?
That's the oil. Well, however, the river it was, right? So, the river land of oil to include Kayla, right? So what we ask him, since the apostle talks about Misa, therefore, why is he learning a ribu to include Kedem? Of course, that's why he's having a ribu to include Kedem. The apostle Bamisa seemed to exclude Kedem. And the apostle, he is coming to include Kedem. That's why you need the oil. So what's the Gemara asking on Rebbe Yehuda? My part, what is the Gemara asking on Rebbe Yehuda? Now, how can he include Kedem? Also came, or just the opposite. Since they are not things that die, that's why we need the ribui. Because oil is going to be used.
You
wouldn't
need
the
chamor. You would not even need the chamor.
That's right. That's what the God asked at the end. That's the Gemara's question at the end. But we don't need chamor. That's the Gemara's question. This stage, I'll ask what he does.
To say, add the word lo. Add the word o.
The Buddha did say that. The Buddha said, is coming to include Kedem. The Gemara asks on that, how can you come to say, is coming to include Kedem? The Pasuk says, Vamesi Eloi. The Pasuk says, and we're talking about Misa. So it says, I don't understand. Just that's the reason. The Pasuk says, we're talking about Misa. That's why oil is coming to include something that's not included in the apostle. The apostle was talking about Misa, and oil is coming to include more things than that. Oil is coming to include Kedem. That's the one I was kasha at the end.
Why not now?
In Achami, the Gemara could have asked another kasha. The Gemara was asking this question at the moment. The Gemara could ask different questions. Same thing, the Gemara asked this question at the moment. How can a Yehuda come to include Kedem when the apostle says clearly we're not talking about Kedem? So it's time to answer the question. Because the apostle says we're not talking about Kedem, the apostle says we're talking about Misa, that's why I have a special drosha to say that included in this box is also Kedem. Now what's the Gemara's cash on a Yehuda? You've got a different question, but what's that still to this question?
I don't know what it's changed. First time all was coming
to the
and then he said, you need the O to
right. That is the answer of Jesus. That's the answer of Jesus. That's the question of Jesus. Right? So that's the question on the Gemara. The Gemara's got a question, tremendous question on the Rabbanon and on Rebbe Yehuda. The Rabbanon, I understand the question. The Rabbanon was, how can they tell me you got Joshua? To exclude Kedem, I don't need any Joshua. I'm not possibly foolish to exclude Kedem. I'm mace, yeah, no. Question number one, got tick or check if you're ready. Right? Question number two, that we don't understand. How can we really say, he's going to include Kedem? The positive says, I'm mace, yeah, no. That's why you need the positive to include Kedem. But mace, yeah, like pastors mean only things which die, which don't include Kedem. And that's why you need the apostle to include Kedem, right? You need the apostle to include Kedem. So that's what's the Gemara's question.
We must say, there isn't to answer that the Yehuda did hold that the word Chamo, the apostle is coming to exclude Kedem. Gila, Mibuye, word for this, Mibuye.
That means the stage of the Gemara is like this. It says Chamo in the Torah. Chamor is coming to exclude Kedem. That's why I is coming to include. And therefore, the Gemara's kasha is a lahaki parrot. That's the Gemara's. The same question we have on the good on Rabbanan is the same question on the good. Chamor is coming to exclude Kedem. Why do we need that word? Chamor excluding Kedem, we know it's related by Meis Yehuda. That's basically the question on Rebuda and Rabbanan. They're telling me, when I come to Rabbanan, Chamor is coming to exclude Kedem, scratch Chamor, you don't need it. It's said by Meis Yehuda. The Tanakh becomes Rabbi Yehuda, Chamor is coming to exclude him, and O is coming to include it. Scratch Chamor, you don't need it.
Then you don't have the O. You have to have something else to have the O. So that's why you need Chamor in order to keep the O in there in order
that
to make
it counterintuitive. Sure. If Chamor is coming to exclude Kalim, and therefore I need the oi to include it, don't say Chamor, and I won't need the oi.
But you need it in order to, because Kalim already excluded because of the law. So the only way to bring in Kalim is by having a Ribui in there. So you had to.
No. But Macy Eloy tells me things that
tie.
No.
Right. So Kalim are out because right. They're not. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kalim are in. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need to have something, some pitch to bring it in.
I hear what you're asking. You need some other pitch to bring it in.
Yeah. So this is providing an avenue to bring it
they
in.
They say that, but
that's where the
that answer is. Based on Chamor. It's based on Chamor. So,
right.
So that's it's the same question. Once you get to the answer with Mara, then that'll make more sense.
Yeah. You didn't have Chamor from Rabbi Yehuda, then because it was a show of Hamas, you didn't have Hamas, you automatically would have that.
Right, so that's the show's point. So, how would Rabbi Yehuda know that Kalim are included? If you wouldn't have anything,
yeah.
And we'd have a question, how would Rabbi Yehuda know that Kalim are included? It can't be, he learned it from Oi, which is only there because of Hamas, when Hamas is included. That's a false question. It means really because Rabbi Yehuda, we learned from Hamas to exclude Kalim. And then Oi puts it back in. Shaila was, why do I need that? But it's a good oral extension. Yeah, very good. So that taste is developed. Come teacher. Taste is first, taste is good. Okay, then the Gemara answered that correct question. The Gemara said, the Kalim do die. How do Kalim die? They bring it, is a breath.
New ones break because they don't have.
No. The Gemara said, Kalim do die. Because Kalim die because when they break, that's called their death.
Right.
So therefore, we need Chamoy to exclude.
Oh, that's good. I said.
Yeah. So we need Chamoy to exclude Kalim, and we need Ori to put them back. Because Kalim do emit, die. And then the Gemara has a different question. But how do they die? They die through breakage, not through Hemel. And therefore, we don't understand. I mean, the Pasuk is talking about a very Inushin Zerabim, that's saving more understood. The Vernish and Zerabim. The Vernish and Zerabim come to Ra, Kirni Chai, because of Hevel. Mm-hmm. And Hevel doesn't affect Kalim. So, how can it be that we're saying that Kalim are excluded from this possible, included in the possible? Kalim don't break, don't die. This Kalim won't die from Hevel.
Is this for the proof, for the ref, and that is a point that people by Ra?
It could be, but it might think Mara speaks out according to Rav.
Right, but why would the Gemara speak out according to Rav if it wasn't allowed?
Yeah, very good. 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 The show is going to make me point. Why is the Gemara speaking out on Rav? But the Bori is the thing that killed by Bori is the Hevel or the Havata, and the Gemara speaking out according to Rav. I mean, if we pass my Shmuel, why didn't he speak out according to Rav?
No, the works on making it work within Rav's world.
Well, according to Rav, I said, well,
see, it doesn't go down. But we saw the difficult.
But if the halacha is not going like that, we already decided that already earlier, Rav and Shmuel, if that would be the case, so very nice, you have a difficulty with Rav, why do you have to burden a whole bunch of yeshiva to work out the opinion of Rav, but we don't pass it. So it's a good order. Sometimes some of the shame make such a digger. They don't have to make it here, make it on other places.
Mm-hmm.
You've got very good aura. Good aura, sure. It's good for coming today. A good aura that not a raya that we could pass on Iraq. So we've passed on Iraq. The boy, the high for boy, which is Ram because of heaven. Okay. So the Gemara asked, according to Rav, the only way Kalim break, the only time you're high in a boy is because of heaven. And Kalim don't break in heaven. So I want to take this discussion. Sure, you're not invited to explain us the second thesis. Kalim are born and really came in your head. Would you like to do that?
I don't remember what the.
No, you fell out. So, okay, you're reactive.
Okay, so, can our subject to destruction from the Kabbalah? And you know,
damage, and he was masking them. Something fell down, he was negligent in dropping there. So why should you be potter if you were masking Zokol when they fell the Mokum Shir in Rishon Tzura? What could possibly be the reason why you should be potter? Yeah, he made that hazard. Why should you be potter?
He doesn't know
the intent. It was with intent. So why should we bother? So just got a shot, his own shot, which is came with his shot to the Sugya. That maybe the reason why you bother is because you didn't intend to put it, right? But that's not right, because even somebody didn't intend to put it there. If somebody in a society, it makes a body. Even if you don't intend to make a body, you're high for that body. So why should it be the view that holds your peshah and making this boy, and yet you are tossed? Why could that be? It must be because you don't hold the boy mishutzurav. Must be you don't hold the chayv and the boy mishutzurav. I want to speak out this point. You just mentioned it again, and it's important.
I think it's discussed where it's discussed, no?
Than what?
By intention.
There's a discussion there whether you're chayv or potter, but not on this point. Mm-hmm. On this point. I want to mention this point because it's just a moshe which is negated on the day. I said it to Shua, I think it's a good moshe. It means if somebody's driving over the speed limit, let's say 70, and he's driving at 90, and he doesn't get a ticket. So we don't have a raya that if somebody was going 150, they won't get a ticket. We have a raya for that. Because maybe the police let the guy off for going over 20, upset that. If you go 150, maybe they wouldn't let you off. But if we know that the reason why the guy of 70, around 90, didn't get the ticket, is because he's driving over the green line, and this law didn't get passed, and they can't give any tickets over the green line. So the reason why the guy didn't get the ticket was because there's no law anymore. Now you can do what you want over the green line. Then we can certainly deduce from that there was somebody going 150 on gas. Because once we know that the reason is not because it's just 20 kilometers more, but rather it's because there's no law that you get any ticket. So then whatever speed you're going, you're not going to get any ticket. Now, the same aura here, but this guy tripped up and he sheared and left it there. Somebody does that, the pshia, it should certainly be chayiv. Now, if we find it not chayiv, then if you look in the law books, you'll find the reason why you're not chayiv is because in a shisrabi you're not chayiv. Once you tell them a shisrabi you're not chayiv, then it doesn't make a difference if it was only because of pshia it fell or because the guy dug it out himself. In a shisrabi, the law says that there's no clear of a boy. Now, it's not going to make a difference why there's a boy. If there's a boy because the guy stumbled with shear, or he didn't pick up his animal, or because he dug it with his hands, the law states in Shusharab, there's no boy, there's no clear boy. That's what the Gemara takes that speaks out about Chavtes, that Mafkin and Zokov, Lachan Filas Mashiach, should be, Albi Halacha, should be considered the boy regarding to get a few. And if you find that you're potter in Shusharab, the reason why you're potter in Shusharab is because. Not because it's just sheer.
There's no.
The reason why you're potter in Shusharabim is because there's no clear boy in Shusharabim. That being said, even if he digs it, it will be the same halacha. there wouldn't be a chiyuv shir, a chiyuv bari, and shitur avim. So that's what Tosfos is asking. According to Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no chiyuv bari and shitur avim. So, you can dig pit.
Yeah.
Could be oyv and aveir. Also, if you calculate shitur avim, and chiyuv tashlumin there is. So they learn the ancient aveir. The Gemara is called as aveir. Somebody who digs a pit tells his friend to do it, and doesn't aleph with aleph. Tells his friend to do it. Ain shliach with vavim. Definitely not very to be mekalkul shesura, because you're not going to pay for it. Lots of things like that.
So Tosfos is quoting this case in the sort of the Perek Mamaniyah as the source that we know that Rabbi Yehuda only holds in your own shows.
Yeah, it's actually machlekes. It's machlekes amirayim. That's why this is the mando om. And some Rishonim you want to bring around from this.
It's a in however you would have hoped.
Exactly.
So according to that Shita, he holds it's only in your own Rishus. So when Tosfos used the word Ve'im came, it sounds like therefore, based on this Sugya, therefore we know.
We can learn it, right.
But Ve'im came is like, if so.
Yeah.
Kind of threw me off.
Yeah. If so, based on these people, if so, it'll turn out he never holds your type
of Rishus. But we can say like, therefore, based on that Sugya, yeah. Therefore, we know.
Yes, yeah, the way Tosfos can write it.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so that's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos, we haven't got to the Kasha yet. Sorry, I mean, I can carry on. Okay.
On that basis, Rabbi Yehuda only makes a chiyuv for teaching Rishus. The Bor Rishus, the Bor Rishus, and the Bor Rishus is a shaku. Because it came, the Chamusa, would be damaged by Chamusa.
Well, this means to ask that in the Bainya Umishas, according to all opinions, even according to Rav, you're Chayv and Chamusa, because it's your karma. So if Chamusa today, it's your karma. So, hold on a second, Yaakov. So, this is asking, what's the Gemara's question? That Kalim don't break in a pit. They don't break from Hevel, but they do break from Chavata. And which pit is Rabbi Yehuda going to understand the Pasuk talking about? It's in your Rishus, and there you wouldn't be chayav from Chavata. That's why you need to include Kalim, because Kalim can break from Chavata. Yes, you're on. Good. The Pasuk is talking about Hevel. We're talking in Rav here, this whole Gemara. And according to Rav, the Pasuk, the focus of the Pasuk is Hevel. How does the animal die in a pit? According to Rav, Hevel. Why? How do we know that? Rav is the one that dashes. Benofal. What do you mean? What does the word benofal mean? You need the animal to fall head first. Why do you need the animal to fall head first? Why do you need the animal to fall head first? Because you need it to die due to Hevel. And how does Rav know that you're chayav from chavata if it'd be in your mishus? Where did Rav know that? Because the pasuk talking about Hevel. How did Rav know you're chayav if it would die due to chavata in your mishus?
Because it's your land.
Yeah, but how did you know that? Carry on, Tosfos. The chavata.
The chavata
is the day. As the chayav. Chavata, when it's his chavata, when it's your own chavata, then the Rav knows your chayiv based on a kal v'chomer. If already the Torah is machayiv you for Hevel, because it says v'nofal v'chavidos, if we know the pasuk talking about Hevel, and it says machayiv you for Hevel, certainly if you would be your chavata, you'd be chayv for chamot as well. So therefore, Tosis is saying, if the pasuk is talking about hevel, but hevel mishloi bikra, if the pasuk is talking about hevel, islam nashkuche riboye
dekeilim.
What was it talking about? Talking, yeah. We've had it before as well, Islam nashkuche riboye dekeilim. Then, if the pasuk is talking about hevel, we need to find a riboy for kelim based on what the pasuk is talking about. Right? The pasuk is talking about hevel, and you're telling me riboy of oil is coming to include kelim. In which situation of what the pasuk is talking about? And what's the pasuk talking about? Hevel. So it must be kelim can get destroyed by hevel. And that's my last question. How can kelim get destroyed by hevel? That means we always knew kelim can get destroyed by chavot. That's pasuk. But what was the pasuk focusing on? What was the subject matter of the pasuk? The pasuk was talking about hevel. So it must be any ribui in the pasuk is also talking about hevel. So we're being married with kelim. Kelim destroyed by hevel. How can kelim be destroyed by hevel? Where can kelim be destroyed by hevel? Hevel don't affect kelim. So we took him out and says, yes, hevel can affect kelim. Which game is being affected by Eva? You can. Okay.
Because here the pastor is talking about Eva, and we say the Kavana Chavada from the Kal Vachomer, which is also a Torah then. So we can't, now can't we say the pastor is talking about Chavada as well?
It's a Kal Vachomer. It's not what the pastor is talking about.
But
it's something which will be to
know.
It's a Josh, which we can dash.
Right, but it's a Torah then. I mean,
sure.
So why can't we now say the pastor itself is talking about Havala and
Chavada
together?
Yeah. So this is teaching us how we have to learn Joshes. Joshes is not something so much that we can just use Misvara. How to learn Joshes. This is saying how to learn a Joshua when the Torah comes to be Marbe something. Torah to be Marbe something which the Pasuk directly talking about. Not coming to be Marbe something which we learned from a Kalachim.
I thought there's a specific rule that'll say we have a source for a certain halacha. Then we say we don't need a source, we have a Kal Vachomer.
Sure.
So the Kal Vachomer is equal in Hashivus as a Pasuk itself.
Yeah, that's 100% true. That we wouldn't need a Pasuk if we could learn it from a Kal Vachomer. And at the end of the day, if we come to be Malbe something, Malbe, a Ribui, the Ribui is going to be on what the Pasuk is talking about. The Pasuk was talking about Heaven. Now you're saying, then why can't a Ribui come to be Malbe something? The Pasuk is not talking about something we could learn from the Pasuk. This is telling us it's not how you learn Hebrew.
How is it the pasuk talking about? That's like an abhor. So, and
no, it's not because it's v'nofal. The pasuk is clearly talking about hevel. That was Josh Tesis's point. Rav said v'nofal achiyipol derev yirav. We're talking about a boy of hevel. How do you know chavota? We're learning Kal Vachomer. But the pasuk is talking about hevel. So if there's a ribui, the ribui would be connected to what we're talking about. Maybe another issue would be chenikos. That's how Tosis is understanding. Okay. Umiyo says Tosis. Anyone can remember before we carry on what the last part of Tosis is coming to do to us? The first part of Tosis is coming to explain the Gemara. The Gemara, how could he tell me that, oh, he's got, what's the Gemara's question? How does Kedim get affected by Hevel? Maybe they get affected by Chavata. Contribute a pit, it's in a pit in your own shoes, which there definitely is chavata. So maybe it's kelim affected by chavata. Answer this is the pasuk is talking about him. Therefore, it's mashma, the ribui also talking about him. Now, what's Tosis's next part of Tosis? What's he coming to do? So before we read it,
you
can look inside. I'm not going to read out there. Have a look inside, maybe. So before we read it, we've already learned it, but have a look inside. Tosis, let's try and remember what Tosis is now coming to do to us. And then Rebiak will read it out to us. One second. We're going to try and work out first what Tosis is going to do to us, and then you'll read it to us. So you're definitely in the right keyboard. Why did Rav learn that the nafal means derech nefila? But Shmuel, the nafal means how it fell, how Eben fell. Why did Rav tell me the nafal means derech nefila? Because Rav holds a boy, and it's just a rabbin. The boy is talking about innocent rabbin. And Rav holds he can't be chayv for karka. With karka, oilam. So it must be only chayv because of hevel. So the nafal must mean derech nefila. Because karka oilam, you can't be chayv for the chavot of innocent rabbin. Why did Shmuel say the nafal means the nafal kolu? Why didn't Shmuel learn like Rav? Because Shmuel holds if you fall in a pit in innocent rabbin, you would be a chayv. Right? He doesn't know the character.
But he holds the concept of part of not the debt.
That's very good. Very good, yeah, sure. Right?
Okay.
He does hold the idea of character, small, just not the ground of the pit. I mean, so you're sure as Bokshem is holding the whole suga from beginning and from the beginning, first cover, front cover to the end, but there was a thesis we had that said that if he trips on the pit and lands outside the pit, then Shmuel agrees that the Balaboy wouldn't be chayv, because that wasn't his ground.
He tripped on the ground outside.
He tripped on the pit and landed,
outside of the pit. Or he landed on the ground, like he tripped on a rock.
If you have a rock on the floor, and a guy trips on the rock and bangs his head on the ground adjacent to the rock, then Shmuel agrees that it's karka oilam. That's nothing to do with him. So small holes, when you dig out a pit, just like you're making the walls, it's considered you're also making the floor. It's considered you're also making the floor. So Mela, why didn't Shmuel say the nafal means derech nefila? Because he holds the pit in the Shusarabim, you're also chayv for chavotah. So any person who holds your chayv for chavotah with the pit we're referring to can't learn the nafal derech nefila. Because it's not true. Yechayv even b'chavot. So that's an abonish yisrael. An abonish is a yochid. Everyone holds yechayv b'chavot. Right. So if the boy the Torah is talking about is inush as a yochid, no one will say the nafal means derech nefila because yechayv b'chavot. Everyone would hold the same way like Shmuel. The nafal can't mean derech nefila because yechayv b'chavot as well. Right. So if Rabbi Yehuda holds that the boy the Torah is talking about is where? It's just a yochid. If you're the oldest sinner, it's a yochid. That means you're going to be chayv for chavota. So you couldn't tell me, but not on me, derech nefila. So there's no way you're going to tell me that this boy that the Torah is talking about is specifically talking about heaven. Because you're chayv also for chavota.
Isn't this
at the beginning was saying, why are we saying that Kaven must be affected by Hevel? What was the Gemara's question? How are Kaven affected by Hevel? Tosfos said because the Pasuk's talking about Hevel. Why? Because of the Nafal, Derech Nefila. That was only Rishus Aramim. But if the Pasuk's talking about Bein Rishus Yochid, then the Pasuk's not necessarily talking about Hevel. Because the Pasuk says, not going to be saying with Nafal, Derech Nefila. You're not in Yechavim for Derech Nefila. Yechavim every fall, backwards, forwards, because it's in Rishus Yochid. It's your ground. Your ground, everyone holds Yechayv for Chavotah. So there's no remez in the Pasuk Bechlal that we're talking about Hevel. There's no remez from the word Benofal that the boy is talking about Hevel. The boy could be talking about Chavotah as well. So what was the Gemara's question now? How can Kaden break? Kaden can break very easily. Break due to Chavotah. That's what they basically throwing out his first Mahalah, his Mahalah. He gave us, presented us an explanation for the Gemara, and now he's throwing it out.
Throwing it out.
And then we ask him to go. The Gemara asked the question, how can Kaden break? They're not affected by heaven. So he said the question, so what? But they're affected by Chavot. So always there's an answer, no, the Pasuk's talking about a boy of heaven. And Chavot he learned from Kavach Ha'imim. So it's not true. If Boyan is just a Yochid, if that's what the Torah is talking about, the Torah is speaking about as much Chavotah as it was talking about Hevel. And therefore, the Pasuk could be talking about Chavotah as well. And that's why Kaden will break. So what's the Gemara's question? How will Kedim break from Evel? They don't break from Evel. They break from Kamata.
Question.
I'm thinking, not yet. Yeah.
Question still would apply. Same question I asked you. Well, we still need a discussion on Evel and discuss.
Why?
Because maybe there would be an instance in which the spud break, sponge.
If it would break, very good. The Gemara didn't say, what was the Gemara's question? What was the Gemara's question? What was the Gemara's question? How can the Kedim break from Evel? So who says they need to break from Evel?
I want to answer that question.
You're making Anocha.
We're assuming that the Hevel cannot impact the Kedim.
No, but if it's a will impact the Kedim, so what's bothering
us? Does. What?
What's bothering us if they don't impact the Kedim?
Well,
that's a question. It's just a rabbi. Then it's just a yachid where there, who cares if Hevel doesn't affect the Kedim? The Kamata can.
So the Kamata didn't break it, but the Hevel did.
How do you know? Maybe the Hevel did.
What? That's funny.
Yeah, but what's the Mars? What's the Mars question? The Mars question is. Yeah, but if you came along and say you're high for Kedim in a pit, in a pit in a private domain, so he said you should know. Although the Potter name is matched by Kedim, you're Potterful. I'm telling you, always he's coming to include Kedim. Kedim, you are high for they break in a pit. Now, what's difficult? How can they break?
They haven't agreed.
And that's what Rebbe is going to say. What do you want to say? They don't break in heaven? So they won't break in heaven. They don't have to break in heaven. If the pit's talking about Rishus Rabbi and the apostle's talking about heaven, then we need it to break in heaven. And that's our question. How can they break in heaven? Maybe it's talking about Rishus Yochid, whether it could break from Chavata. So maybe that's what it's talking about. When they broke in Chavata. Maybe they don't break in heaven. I have a question. They won't break in heaven. Kedim don't break in heaven. How do they break? Come on, Tom. So why does Rebuda need to include Kedim? Because Rebuda to manage to say Yochim, where there, Kedim can break from Kamata. And that's why he's going to include.
So the fact that Rebbe and Rebuda are only born by Yochim. And so Hevel is always going to be irrelevant in his. So according to Rebbe and Rebuda, the Torah definition of war that a person be chayav for is only Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
So Hevel never comes into the picture. Right. So Rav is never, Rav is who's subsequent to Rabbi Yehuda, their paths never cross. I don't understand.
It's not that it never affects. Never. That's what Yossi's pointing out, which is true.
Well, yeah,
but if you fill out the pit with semen, with wool, then there won't be a Chavata.
But if it breaks, then it will breaks.
Be, and there will be a Hevel. Right. And nobody says that in that pit, a Kli would break. Maybe it won't break.
If it doesn't break, there's no damages. No. Be high for it. But if it does break, because and there's a sponge, and the sponge didn't do
its job. They won't break, maybe it won't.
Or even, but if it does break, it either broke because the sponge didn't do its job, or Hevel broke it. But Hevel still exists. There's no denial of Hevel being there.
It's not talking about the focus of the Pasuk is not specifically talking about Hevel. The focus of the Pasuk is not specifically talking about Hevel. It's talking about Chavata as well.
Right.
And therefore, in Rosh
Hashanah. Right. No, but I don't know. Back in the Pasuk, because the whole time we were saying the anchor of the Pasuk is about Hevel. Only the Shita, the person who Mandama, Rabbi Huda holds, only Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
How does he feel
when it's being the Pasuk? That's exactly like Shmuel. That the Pasuk is talking about both Chavata and Hevel.
Where?
In Rosh Hashanah.
The whole Pasuk is talking about Rosh Hashanah. And it's not discussing Hevel?
It's not specifically talking about Hevel.
When? Why?
It's really talking about Chavata and it's the Pasuk because of the one boy, the Torah is talking about boy, tells me all types of boy. Not only Chavata, also Hevel. That's how Shmuel learned it. So how did Shmuel know? Not just Shmuel, the boss is talking about Chavata. So how did Shmuel know that you're chai for Hevel? So he said, we've got the Torah and Edo. So it's by boy, says the word boy meaning all types of boys. Boy of Chavata, boy of Hevel, all types of boys. But the boss is not specifically talking about Hevel. Pasuk can also talk about chamot. If the pasuk can also talk about chamot, then the reason why you're going to be chayiv by kelim is the proof because of chamot. And I'm not going to be present. How can I break? The proof because of chamot. Hevel can't break it. Okay, if Hevel can't break it, then the Hevel didn't break. How did it break? The chamot. So what's the Gemara's question? What have you done? Ah, you're telling me that he's going to say you're chayiv for kelim. Hevel can't break kelim. Okay, so Hevel didn't do it. So why are you coming to tell me he's going to include kelim? When he breaks in the chamotah, that's what he's coming to include. That's the question now that Tosis basically has. Tosis leaves us hanging. Does not have the pshat. Maybe the pshat is Dayan David would say. It's the Kavach. But the Tosis doesn't have an answer. Tosis doesn't have an answer. Okay. Yaakov, you can read us the end of Tosis. For me, you're in there. For me, you're in there.
The third generation of Yehuda, and she was around,
It's not Mistava that Yehuda would dash in his Joshua, even come to Ra, the Algeria for the Joshua.
The children of the girl of Mishai, Arab and Paul, which is a thing which is in Shari, just there ain't no Dosha.
Hey, no, the Doshi. Since he holds only five and a boy in your rishos, he shouldn't make this drosh of Archie Bilder Nafile. Good morning.
And how do you want to talk about
this? One second, I'll not react. Don't know what he's asking.
Why does he say a few little rod? Why does he just say, in your Shidrosh of Yehuda, Archie Bilder Nafile?
Yehuda is the Tana. But Rab was the one, Rab was the Amora that said, Archie Bilder Nafile.
Rabbi, what is it? Now, Le Rav means according to Rav's reasoning?
Means even Rav who said such a drasha, yeah, would never have said it in Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rav who said such a drasha would never say it according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the Tana.
Right.
And Rav, he wasn't going in Rabbi Yehuda. Because even Rav would agree that this drasha is not relevant according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Relevant. He still holds by the drasha, but it doesn't need to
apply. Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't have made that drasha. If you ask Rabbi Yehuda,
yeah,
go to him, he lives wherever he lives in Sipori, wherever it was, right, you ask him, what do you do with the word v'nofa? He'll say it means it fell however it fell. Not forward. I, Rab, who lived in Adar, said it means that it falls specifically forward. Yeah, Rav wasn't going in Rabbi Yehuda. Rav was going to the shul.
So stop saying Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have this, doesn't necessarily hold like Rav's drasha. So just as the lane of Rabbi Yehuda.
Even according to Rav, who did make such a drasha, Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't be saying it. And Rav Amoya has to fit in with the Tanaim, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Rav would say, yes, I made such a drasha, but not Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't say that. It's not a contradiction.
So it seems like the Rabbi Yehuda would hold like Shmuel.
Right?
Okay. Just
Shmuel holds like Rabbi
Shmuel.
Shmuel. Oh, no, not really. It's not really. He doesn't. He can't because Shmuel also holds the Shisa Rabbi.
Right. Shmuel made this drasha, but not for means Koldu. However, it falls. Right? Shmuel was in the Shisa Rabbi. But Rabbi Yehuda would learn this posse, but not for exactly like Shmuel learned it. It means however it fell. And not only that, but Rav would agree that that's how Rabbi Yehuda would learn it. If you ask Rav, how would Rabbi Yehuda learn it? Said he would say it like Shmuel learned it. I hold that in Rosh Hashanah and Shmuel is wrong. That the way to read the Pasuk becomes Rabbi Yehuda is exactly like Shmuel. So there's no not kid of Rav is mufrak to Rabbi Yehuda saying not like him.
Rav would say it. Should the language be that the
rabbi is molded? No, not molded. Not molded. The rabbi is the one which is the rabbi.
Okay. No, but I'm saying molded in the
rabbi
in his case.
It's not molded. Even the rabbi would say, yeah. Of course, if you're talking about the bow, talking about the yachid, I know there's machlokes of keeping it small. Of course, if you're going out the town or hold them, talking about bow and the yachid, I also treat it like that. I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the rabbi. Shmuel was also talking about the rabbi. Okay, so I'll just go back and then Yaakov to finish off. Even come to Rav, who said that means Al Shiva Dachafira, Rav Yehuda wouldn't. Given the Loi Mechayim, Ella Bekoi Rishusoi, since Rabbi Yehuda holds only Chaya Aboi and Rishus, Eilo in the Doshoi, you wouldn't doubt on this Joshua Achi, but you know, Kemosh Shmuel ain't Doshoi, just like Shmuel didn't. Now, Rabbi Yaakov will finish off, Mishom. There's any type of pit that there would be a chi of hevel, if chavota would have been shy, if there wasn't wool there, it would be a chai. So you can't tell me achiyip of the rafina. Not true. It'd be chai forever. Therefore, since this says it's not the start of my terrors. How do I know that couldn't derive? Well, why are we asking how can chicken break? Why are we asking how can chicken break become tributa? Why can't get affected by heaven? The answer is, I don't know. It doesn't give an answer. But maybe the possible from the chavot. Could be the teretz is, probably other teretz is, and like we said in Shmuel, that boy is going to include the word boy is going to say even boy of wool. And it's much more that in that pit has to be the king can break both in Chavata and in heaven. Every person has now work out themselves how to answer this discussion. But Jesus himself doesn't answer it. No. He had the cash, he had the turret, and then he's knocked it off. He retracted from his turret.
Just two sentences, please say again. The cash was a turret?
Yes. The Gemara had a question on a Yudah. You're telling me that Kelim, you're chayim in bo, but Kelim don't break in a bo, because Hevel doesn't affect Kelim. So the question of Tesis was, so what if Kelim don't break due to Hevel, the Kelim break in a bo due to Hevel? And that's why you need a possible to come to include Kelim. Kelim that break due to Hevel, Rabbi Yehuda would say, you're chayim for. So that's Tesis' question.
Tesis' question. You do not understand the Gemara's
question. You do not understand the Gemara's question. Tesis Terence is, since the Possum's talking about Hevel, that is what the Possum's talking about going to Rav, Achipo there, Kofir. Since the Possum's talking about Hevel, it makes sense that the Ribui, the Rebut is counting who came in, that Ribui has to be talking about what the Possum's main focus is on, Hevel. You're telling me Rebut that holds your Chai for Kalim? You didn't say the Chai for Kalim in the case of the Possum's talking about. What's the Possum talking about? Hevel, Achipo there, Kofir. That's the Gemara's question. How can Hevel affect Kalim? Hevel doesn't affect Kalim. And your Riboy is being modeled with something which the Pasuk is talking about. And what's the Pasuk talking about? Hevel. So it must be Kalim can get affected by Hevel, and it's just not true. Kalim don't get affected by Hevel. That's the answer to this discussion. Right? We now understand the question of the Gemara. Right, the question. How can Hevel affect Kalim? Says, what do you mean by that? Since the focus of the pasuk is Hevel, how does Hevel affect Kalim? We understand the question of the Gemara. Now it's wrong. We're going to Rabbi Yehuda, where are you chai for boy? Only in Rosh Hashanah. So the focus of the pasuk is not on Hevel, because you're chai also for Chavata. So when you're going to come to be Marbeh Kalim, what? If Kalim break in a pit, you're hired to pay for it. He was Marbeh what the Possum was talking about. What was the Possum talking about? Chavata and Hevel. It was talking about Chavata as well. So it was Marbeh, if a Kli breaks in the pit that the Possum's talking about, you're hired for. And if a Kli breaks from the Chavata, you'll be hired for it. So what's the Mar's question? How can a Kli break due to Hevel? Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it clearly breaks due to Chavata. And the apostle was talking about Chavata. Yeah?
So that's square one of not knowing what the Pasuk marks.
Right. Which brings us now to the last thesis. Okay, the first line of this thesis I'm going to read because it's not really negative for our sugya. Chamoy Deboy, the Gemara says, ultimately, in the end of the sugya, we don't know why you read the dash of the word chamoy. That's good. It says, the end of the sugya, we learn that from Kesev Yoshev with Olav. Kesev Yoshev with Olav, whichever has ownership, if something falls in a pit, and it's somebody who owns the thing that falls in a pit, the Baal Haboy is chamoy. Which would include Kalim, right? Kesev Yoshev with Olav. So why did Rebuda need chamoy to exclude Kaden, and Oy to include Kaden. Just scratch those two words. Lina is Kesef Yoshev with Olam. Why do I need Chamoy? Why do I need it? Kesef Yoshev with Olam. Anyone that has ownership, you get the Chamoy, which means even Kaden. And that's what the Gemara leaves off. Ella, the Gemara leaves off. Ella, Merava, Chamoy, the boy of Yudah, said Aveda, to be a girl, Kasha.
At the end of the day, what does that mean?
We don't know what you do with the advance.
We don't know, or we're saying, just like you don't know how to touch this specific word in that hustle, don't ask your Shaila, I mean, who's over here. But we don't know. We don't know. It doesn't mean that we're going to be breaking apart his Libra until this point.
Sure.
We just.
Kasha, yeah, right. Kasha, the word kasha doesn't mean it's tiyufta. It's tiyufta. That's right. It's mufra. Kasha means we have a kasha, but we don't know the answer for. Well, there must be an answer.
Oh, we're deflecting it. Yes, we're saying you also don't know how to type certain stuff.
Ah, I see what you're saying. So the reason why bringing in Rabbanov says to say, I don't think it's like the world's biggest kasha, because there's other cases like that as well.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's not how you read it.
Interesting.
Sure. That's not how you read it. Well,
you can, but don't have to be.
I was supposed to read it.
That the Gemara is saying that you've got a question on the Yehuda, and it's a question.
So why are you bringing another person from
why are you bringing that as well?
Just saying, have a question.
Okay, let's put this right. I didn't think of it that way, but now that you're saying it, yeah, it sounds very good. Right. You're saying that the fact that Yehuda is stuck by Chamoy is not the end of the world. All right, you find it said by Hashem Zavet, it's also got the same. Yeah, I didn't think of it that way, but now that you're saying it, it sounds very good. There is a R, why does it say Elo Omarov? What's Elo? We're not even retracting. We're just saying what we just said.
Mm-hmm.
And why didn't Omarov turn it? We just said that. And Chamoy, my man, my, what do you do with Chamoy? Elo Omarov. That the place sure asks. What's the Elo and what's the Rova? We got a long one. Not from to the end. If you know the Bnei Yeshua, it's always based on how you let the whole sugya through, and it generally doesn't fit with the simple pshat of Rashi. So if you want to start the whole sugya again by the Shur's Maharet, then you're welcome to, but that's why just leaving it alone. It's not a wrong way with that. The Bnei Yeshua asked that question, and yeah. So the Gemara asks, Chamoy the boy of Yudah, that we find the Chamoy. We don't know how to explain. We find also say we don't know how to explain. So Fred the Gemara, what Fred places? I'll make up my gamma. Let me see that. It's also going to be a sin. We don't know what you do with the word gamma. So why do you not say chamor yishoyin gam? Say gam. Answer is there's days that the choshev and hanach to domo. We're only listing the things which are similar. Have a bali chay. Chamor is a bal chay. Say is a bal chay. Gam is exactly different. Okay, which brings us to the very end.
What's
it
talking about
the Lord? It's talking about Mash Mishpat Gzeila. One second, let me check out the word exactly. Gam Shnei.
Gam?
Gam Shnei. Gam Shnei, that's the bottle. Yeah, Dvarim Chav Gim. Shnei, the rabbi's Shinu Yehem. It's coming, the gam is coming to include if you steal something and then you change it, you're still chayav to do a Shabbos HaGzeila. And I'm basing on chiddush on that. So, what do they do with the word gam? Don't know. Right? They don't dash what the shaman does. So, what do they do with it? We don't know. Say it, kasha. But the Gemara doesn't list it in the list of kashas. So, it says we're talking about body chayav.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, David, would you like to finish off the end of Jason? You do. You saw Yeshua got away with it.
What was that?
Yeshua got away with it.
The Hiksha Arab Rabbi Moshe from Taifa.
Yep.
The Ema to Chamor Asa Ma'ai Shtaros.
We're trying to find what you do with the word Chamor. Maybe it's coming to exclude Shtaros. If your staff holds on a pit, you're not hired to pay for it. One of the body tastes.
Dina to garme.
Doim means to judge.
to load Tarim, Dina to Gamre, the Gamre, the Garmi.
According to the opinion, it doesn't darshan the law, it doesn't judge the laws of Garmi. Garmi, remember, means a stronger form of Grom. So I do something actually be a dime. I don't destroy the money be a dime, I destroy something which is clearly going to destroy his money. I destroy the document. Now he can't go and claim his chayv to the Garmi. So some other Garmi. Somebody, let's say, would lock up a box, and because we locked up the safe now, the guy can't get to his money inside the safe.
Mm-hmm.
It's another type of gun, right? The type of thing which is a definite loss, there's only through grammar. It's not like grammar normally means it's not something which is so direct. And here, the case of direct, right? So if somebody goes and this would be a case here, it destroys the document of his friend, burns up his check, rips up a check. So if you hold in such a case, you're not, we don't judge Gami, we say Gami or Potter, just like Gami or Potter, so to Gami or Potter, then carry on with the
Domino. Feel who adds no Potter, even he himself is Potter.
Meaning to say, even if he himself would do it, be a dime, it'd be Potter. Certainly, it'd be Potter if he makes the pit. We were saying that I made the pit and the document fell in and got destroyed. So, what do you want to say? Maybe the Potter comes to say, they're not high for it. I don't think the Potter comes to say, I'm not high for it, because even the person himself does it wouldn't be high for it. Even other Mamazik wouldn't be high for it. So, certainly, Boy is not going to be high for it. So he's a posuk to accept something that even Adam Amazik is posuk.
So he's making a suggestion and he's rejecting.
Right.
And Moshe is the one speaking to him.
And Moshe asked the question and told you to read the result.
Did we answer it?
Yeah.
But Moshe answered it, asked and he didn't answer it the same way.
But Moshe bit from Daisa. This must have been a very popular rabbi because all the Rishonim bring this kind of question. I don't know who he was. Yeah? I don't find him that often. It's interesting to have been impaired to the rabbi. They're all bringing this question. And so he must be one of the early Baalites. So he asked this question. And the Reed says, no, I don't agree with the question. Because if a person does be a dime, he's going to be potter. Certainly he's picked. So we don't need a possible to tell me something which even a person does be a dime is potter.
Aaron Sugi was talking about what is more excluding. So he had this whole question about Kalen, but Kalen or dime. So I mean, so why don't we say the same about even the question of Moshe, of Shtar?
Mazik is bottles, it's not a question. And that is the big change. And the man to Dorian.
The man to Dorian, Dina to Garmi.
And according to the one that does judge it,
it would also not be.
Carry on two more words.
Ewa mid the Rabban.
Right. Here he takes out this big chiddush. They go, me, nobody holds your chayim in a tail. No one holds other Mazik is chayim by Garmi in a tail.
Wow.
Although there is such an opinion, hold you are a man is doing din and degami, only the rabbi. So it says to go right. It doesn't say why, so it's go right. The reason why it must be a why is because it's not direct.
It's only the ones.
We know there's opinions to hold that's called the grammar. There are opinions in the Gemara hold say not doing din and degami, called the grammar. So it's saying even the ones that do agree that it's a grammar, just the grammar that we are born on your heart. Garmi is the type of grammar. You don't destroy the money, you destroy the ability to get the money.
Right.
That's grammar. Everyone holds its grammar. Just one holds its grammar in your bottom, and one holds its grammar in your hand. Everyone holds its no cleave and a two.
Yeah, no.
And later, we don't need the apostle to tell me that boy is going to be potter for stories. Because the apostle, even all the mamatic is potter for stories. How did Jesus know that? This is right from the Gemara on. I'll finish off to me. By the way, the Gemara the Shaila, he also takonas nigzah, but also, if you remember, the small was that we tell the nigzah he's got a right to make a shvua how much was stolen from him. Normally, the person who wants to pat himself makes a shvua. Here, the claim, the plaintiff is the one who's making a shvua. And we said Nigzal is Rabbi. That was special to Kana, which was our gate to the Nigzal. And the Shaila was, do we extend it to Mosor as well? And Mosor is another type of government. Mosor is a Mesa, a guy that tells the government who to claim in diddling the taxes and things like that. So he's a Mesa, and that's Gami. And the Mada Shaila, do we make it a Kana of Nigzal by Mosor?
What's the question? Was it
Mark's name wearing Mosser? The dinner of Takan. If you can't say a Mesa gave over, he made the person lose money. So the person who lost money, can he come to Beis Din and make sure how much money he got lost and claim it from that Mesa? Can he do that? So we might have to talk about it.
What's the word Takanas Nigza?
Takanas Nigza was a Takana that the person that got stolen. Has got a right to make a shura how much was taken from him and claim it from the guy.
He makes a shura, not the other side.
Right. Okay. Normally it's the one who wants to pat himself, exempt himself. He's the one who makes a shura. The one who was nigzal, the one that got stolen,
right.
That was stolen from. So the shaila was, do we extend now also to Mosul? Says Tesis, we don't indeed in the Gami Daraisa. If Gami is Daraisa, Loma Loyos would take on as Nigzal, the Mosul. Why shouldn't they? And what was the question of the Gemara? Kamoy Nigzal, just like Nigzal they did it, so to air, why shouldn't they? And the Mai says Tesis, it's clear, it's only Rabbanon, and Mela is possible. You don't need a possible. Gami is Rabbanon, Gami is Rabbanon, and therefore we got something now. Would we make a Xera of Nigzal, to come on Nigzal, for something which is only gravel? What do we do? If a Ganef stole, he's got Chiv Deraisa to return. So we make the Nigzal make a Shva and able to claim the money from the Gaza. By some which is only gravel, we don't know if you made such a thing.
And so it's just left at that. I'm trying to remember what.
Takanas Nigzal is only. So the amount of money stolen, the fact that he has to pay is due to aid him, isn't it?
How do you know he's a
Gaza in the first place?
We have respect the way that they stole.
The aid of establishment is that he's Gaza. But the amount is uncertain.
Right.
So the amount is the shoe is given, the rights of the shoe was given to the Nigzal.
Right.
At the end of the day, he was trying to prove that Shara would not be learned after Hamon.
Right. Why?
Why?
Because Hamon, because Shtar, even Adaman Azim is potter in Atur. In Atur, even Adaman Azim is potter. So I don't need the potter to say that Atur is potter to Shtar.
What
is Shachna Mosel?
I understand.
Mosel is an example of Gami. Okay. And there we saw the Gemara of Sofer, do we treat a Mesa like a Gami? Machmir for the Takoma. Now, if Gami is the Raisa, then the Mesa is a Gami. It's another form of Gami. There's a Gami which takes fear dying, and there's a Gami who's Gami. So, why is the Gemara of Sofer? Whether you made the takana or not. Possibly made the
takana.
If you hold, don't you deal with the gami? If you hold this teraisa, then it's the same thing. It's considered the same level.
But was there a maskana or not? By the fact that he's asking the question and trying to prove it, mashma, that it wasn't coming from, there was no conclusion elsewhere. Why is he bringing this as a lie? I understand.
He tries to prove that it's in a journal. Trying to prove that gami is journal. There's no rights anywhere in Shas apart from some reason for that. Right? If Gami is Jarabonon, we've got answers to it. Make sure that we put dice in this question. So he has to prove it. He's got a right for that man, some of this. And basically, see that the Gemara treated Mosul on a lower level than Gazan. Why is it?
Maybe it is a lower level.
Right? That he is. It is a lower level. That's why you bring it right. It is a lower level. It's only Jarabonon.
But maybe Mosel, which is a speech matter, versus the garmi, potential garmi, which start falling into a pit, which is caused by a dying, might be a different level.
No.
It can't be.
It's either garmi or not garmi.
No.
Well, garment is
also anything. Something which a person doesn't be done is more than a shtar, more than a verb.
No. I'm saying the whole was done with the line.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing falling inside there wasn't the line. You have a garment which is done by a person himself. You have a garment which is done by a person digging a pit which caused the garment. That kind of lower level, then at least it's at least, yeah, definitely higher than somebody doing it. Right? If Gami is the right, so of course the boy would be fine. And if Gami would be the right, then maybe you would need the posse to be right. But once you see Gami even be a dime is only job on, we don't need the posse to be right.
What is the star? Is the star considered a clean or not a clean? Or what is
the star is a clean, but you can damage the paper. That's not the issue.
The issue is the content.
The value inside it.
Right.
That's not clean. It's gamin. Okay. Well, I just want to say we have to get to the Mishnah. Yeah.
Even in the case of garment, you don't know if it's actually, you don't know by being mostly that some game wants.